Welcome to the Bold Survivor Collective. I'm Contessa Aiken. This is the place where we take a stand. We rise up. We no longer allow trauma to be our voice or to be who we are. We pee into the wind. We run forward to our deepest desires, and we don't stop until we get there. I hope you enjoy this episode. Dive right on in. So let's dive into pleasure first. Pleasure is really just accepting into yourself goodness. That's it. It's not complicated. It's not bad. It's not inherently good. It's just an acceptance of goodness that is inside of you. And you can bring this in from the out. You can keep in what's already in. You can nourish your soul with pleasure. Pleasure is just inviting it in or bringing it up. So a couple of different things here, right? When you think about pleasure, oftentimes people automatically go to sex, right? That is not the only way that you can experience pleasure in this life. This module is going to be pleasure in the form of connection. Experiencing connection at a deep, pleasurable, delicious level. Think about your connection with yourself. When you are sitting by yourself, nothing to do, no one around, only your goodness inside of you, around you, such pleasure to connect with yourself. This is going to be all about finding pleasure in the connection. There may be some of you who are like, I don't feel pleasurable when I spend time with myself. That is okay. It is okay. I'm not saying again that we need to force this, but I am encouraging you to look for it. So connect with yourself this week, this next couple of weeks, actually, and look for pleasure in the connection. And keeping in mind that pleasure is just accepting the goodness from outside or from within. A couple of ways that we can purposefully bring in pleasure is enjoying pleasurable foods. What do you really love that nourishes you? That tastes good, that is delicious and delectable, also while filling you up. So if you notice there's a couple of layers to pleasure. It feels good, it is delicious, it fills you up. I know I said feel ills you up. It's a true story, it's twofold there. It also is nourishing. Pleasure is nourishment for your soul, and it's really about connecting with that. And I'm not even going to be shy about this. If you experience pleasure only sexually right now, then go into some self-pleasure, not to the point of climax, but to welcome in pleasure, to notice yourself, to connect with yourself. You can experience pleasure by taking a hot or cold, delicious, inviting shower, a bath with luscious scents and great warmth to it. You can experience pleasure by going out in nature barefoot, walking in the grass. There's pleasure in interacting with a live animal. Start by purposefully welcoming in and doing that which is pleasurable, and then breathe in that pleasure into connecting with yourself. How can you pet an animal and experience pleasure and then welcome it inside of yourself is often the question that comes up. So one of the things in your practice is going to be pleasure, but it's going to be all about connecting with yourself at a couple of different layers. So I want to encourage you that you can do the practice and then go seek out those pleasurable things and see how they feel together, apart, and when you bring them together again. So One of the other things that I'm asking you to do is to purposefully seek out pleasure. So start with the things that you know that you can do on purpose that bring pleasure up to the surface, that bubble it on up, right? And then stop short of completion, right? So if you're eating a delicious, yummy, nourishing chocolate cake, and it is pleasurable, and you can feel the morsels in your mouth and the icing just melt away, and you're experiencing pleasure, take that in and move it. Move it to your heart. Move it down to your womb. Move it into your belly, into your back, your shoulders. Invite the pleasure in. Bring it in on purpose and then move it around. You can do it again with food, with animals, with self-pleasure, with nature. Later on, we're going to have another practice that keeps highlighting pleasure. So these first couple of lessons and practices are really kind of setting up the foundation that we will continue to repeat. So don't get caught up in the details right now. Just go seek out pleasure. And again, pleasure is just accepting the goodness inside of you. It's just goodness. It's available to all of us. It's available to you. It's available to your neighbors. It's available to your families. Goodness is available to everybody. Go seek out pleasure and welcome it in on purpose. So resistance, just real quick, not going to go too terribly deep on this. Resistance. Okay, so you think about the coding in your mind, the tapes that you have, the stories that you have. Resistance comes up whenever you're about to feel something that your coding has identified as being unsafe, right? Let me look at my notes here. Yep. So whenever your stories, your tape, your brain is experiencing something that thinks it's unsafe, your coding will be like, danger, Will Robinson. And then resistance will come up. You'll build a wall. You'll go deep. You'll get stuck. Things like that. It is okay again. Welcome it in. There was a post on Facebook. Go and look at that about resistance, right? And it really is all about welcoming it in. If the resistance is strong enough, you'll be like, not even happening, not even going there, because the story is so anchored in that we got to really come at it in a different way. That's why this week's practice is so, so important, so delicious, so connecting, so pleasurable. If you are experiencing your story start to soften, the coding, the imprint starting to soften and start to kind of wear away, then you'll just get some gentle resistance and you'll be able to be aware of it, but unsure of why, what's going on. Great to notice that you are in resistance, that you have a wall coming up. And if it goes so far to being super strong, you'll be like, ain't happening, right? And so what you really want to do is embrace it. You want to connect with it. It's part of you. Resistance is a part of all of us. Connect with it. Welcome it in. Bring it in and get curious. Resistance showed up to give you a message. It's here to teach you. Why try to avoid it or go around it or manipulate it? Let's get to know it. Let's love on it. Let's embrace it and welcome it in. Let me look at my notes here. Yep. One of the main things, if you look at just about everybody in general, they deeply desire to be understood. When you feel understood, I mean, really think about how you feel when you feel deeply understood, heard by your partner, by yourself, by a friend in this group. Resistance is no different. It wants to be understood. That's why we want to welcome it in, bring it in, get curious, investigate the message that's underneath that. Is there really anger or fear? What is the resistance really about? So start to get curious about the resistance. No need to fight it. No need to change it, but let's interact with it. Super fun. So this is all about pleasure these next couple of weeks. Pleasure in the connection. Connection mostly with yourself, but I'm asking you to seek out pleasure on purpose. starting with whatever you know that brings you pleasure. Have fun. I can't wait to hear from you. Thank you for listening to this episode on the Bold Survivor Collective. I hope you enjoyed it. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast if you want more, and join us over on the Facebook group, the Bold Survivor Collective, where we keep the conversation going and we keep on rising up and thriving, y'all. Bye.